I probably stopped the clocks on that one. We've done this morning, and we've talked about the weather. You've all heard the saying, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Well, here at LEC, we actually do. We decide how we're going to think about the weather and how we're going to feel about the weather, and that's pretty much all anyone can actually do about the weather. So no matter what the weather, how does March feel for you so far? We're already 3 Sundays into it, or 1,641,600 seconds into it. That's a lot of seconds, and every second has been a chance for us to decide how we're going to think and how we're going to feel about everything in life, not just the weather. Which brings us to the title of today's talk, as mentioned, every second is a second chance. Now, whether March so far has seemed more like madness than sanity, and we haven't taken advantage yet of the million plus chances it's offered us to change our thinking and change our experience of it, March is still marching on, minute by minute, and all the seconds within them. And it's never too late for us to decide to move along with it in a happier way. Even if up until this very moment we haven't been having the time of our life, even if we've forgotten that our life experiences are only as good as we allow them to be, we can start remembering that right now. This very second. And allow more good to flow into our experiences, not only this month, but in all the times to come. Eckhart Tolle wrote, "The power for creating a better future is contained in the present moment. You create a good future by creating a good present." Every present moment is another chance for us to choose again. To choose a better thought, a more positive thought. We're never stuck in a bad situation, only a bad mindset. It's been said, though it's up to each of us to prove it for ourselves through individual experience. But you can rise up from anything. You can completely recreate yourself. Nothing is permanent. You are never stuck. You always have choices. Ever felt like you've absolutely blown it with someone in some situation and felt stuck in regret? That's when it's important for us to remind ourselves that even though every second is a second chance, we can't rewind or redo the past. So there's no point in our giving our energy to it. But we can create a better future by giving our energy right now to creating a good present. If we feel stuck and we don't make the mental, emotional changes that will unstick us, we'll attract even more to regret. That's the way the law of attraction works. The good news is we can decide to withdraw our attention from whatever isn't pleasing to us and doesn't feel good to us, and put our attention on something that is pleasing to us and does feel good to us. And if we do it again and again until we feel pleased within, through the law of attraction, pleasing things will begin to come our way because we've eliminated our negative attraction factor from our vibration. We have a chance this very second to think a new thought to focus on. We can practice a new response right now that creates a new habit that becomes much more a part of who we truly are than our old reactive habits ever were. Every second is a second chance to make that decision and practice it. If we want to create a happy future, we don't have a second to waste being unhappy. Now, I've mentioned this more than once, and I'm going to talk about it again. I have to be very cautious about my talk titles. Because, as you know, something always happens related to them that I get to share with you. And this week, as I began to think about my talk, before I began to actually prepare anything, I began to just think about what second chances were all about. I gave it some good thought, checked my life, wanted to see if there was anything there that I could share with you, but it wasn't until Friday morning, the very day that I try not to let my focus stray from my talk preparation, that I got an email from my mortgage company telling me they hadn't received my mortgage payment, which I'd sent out on the 1st via an auto payment that I do with my bank. And I've been making my mortgage payment that way for over 10 years. Over 10 years, I've never had one problem with it. So last week, when I started receiving texts asking me if I paid my mortgage, but not really identifying themselves as my mortgage company, I not only deleted the text, I reported them as junk. I was feeling confident that everything was just fine, but I decided, what the heck, I'll make that call. Take a moment to make a call to the 800 number on the email. I won't take you through the details of my experience with a variety of customer service representatives, apparently from around the world. I'll just say that between calls to my mortgage company and my bank, between being disconnected several times after waiting a long time to be transferred to another more helpful department, and between it's not our problem, it's your bank's problem, and my bank feeling the same way about my mortgage company, I was on the phone for almost 3 hours on the very day. I didn't feel I had a second to spare focusing on anything but today's talk. So this is my takeaway from that experience that I get to share with all of you. From time to time, as I felt myself getting frustrated and impatient, I had to remind myself that if anything was going to be resolved, I was going to need to be peaceful and patient so that the resolution could come from within me. It could flow from within me into the outer situation and experience. I reminded myself to breathe deeply and slowly. No matter how long it took for me to talk with someone, and no matter what was said when I finally did. It seemed almost every second gave me a second chance to choose peace and patience. I got chance after chance after chance just to breathe and be. And after almost 3 hours of practicing deep breathing and being and peacefulness, I was more than ready to start today's talk, to prepare it, so we know it was all good. So here goes. We all love movies, right? And we particularly love movies that have scenes where the actors seem to deliver their lines and convey emotions perfectly and effortlessly. But we all know that the scene we're actually seeing required take after take after take to get it just right. And that's why the director has that movie prop, so that he or she can say, cut. Life is a lot like a movie. And we're the main character. But we also write our own dialogue, and we're the director as well. As the director of our life story, if we're unhappy with our performance and our interaction with someone else in a particular moment, we're free to say cut. Let me try that again. I know I can do better. In this way, we can stop the momentum of a bad mood that's still in its infancy. Abraham Hicks tells us the purpose of your life is joy. Your objective is to seek joy. Your objective is to find appreciation or pleasure or a positive thought from wherever you stand, no matter how you got there. And when you align with that energy, you are fulfilling your purpose. Since it's natural for us to feel good, if we decide not to seek higher ground when we're feeling low and contracted by emotions, which is to say, if we don't choose to look for appreciation or pleasure or a positive thought that uplifts us, we'll feel worse and worse as time goes on. In fact, every second will count. Sometimes we may think, maybe often we think, that if we push hard enough against something unwanted, something that makes us feel frustrated or impatient or grumpy or angry, that it'll go away. I don't like this one bit, and I'll keep saying I don't like this one bit until it goes away. But anything we give our attention to, whether it's positive or negative, becomes more and more. So the harder we push against what we don't want in any moment, no matter what's going on, the more that negative vibration is activated in us about whatever it is, and the less likely it is to get better. In fact, because every second is a second chance, sometimes that second chance we use to repeat ourselves, either in either direction, in a positive way or a negative way, if we continue the negative vibration we've activated in us, it will attract more and more for us to feel negative about until we decide to create a good present moment. A frustrated, impatient, grumpy, or angry mindset will always seek a way to express itself. And in this world, such a mood is never disappointed. There's plenty to look at if we're looking for it, and to feel negative emotions about as we focus on it. But the thing is, even if we feel justified snapping at someone or being rude to someone, it never makes us feel better or makes the situation better. The only thing that will, because it's the only thing that can, is our willingness to say yes and answer the call of joy within us. And that doesn't mean that we'll immediately jump for joy. But if we are to discover that joy within us at all, it begins with a peaceful, quiet mind and calm emotions. When we can get there, from wherever we stand and however we got there, by seeking a positive thought that allows us to rise until we feel like saying yes to happiness, we know we're not only creating a good present moment, but we are creating a really good future. Every moment is a chance for us to think a thought that feels better, to respond in a different way that feels better. When we're willing to let go of a moment ago, or a day ago, or a week ago, or years ago, or a lifetime ago, it's like saying, cut. I don't want the way that feels to be included in the story that I am telling now. Good actors don't sit around moping on the set feeling bad about past performances. They know that every take is a chance for them to do it better. No matter how long we've been thinking negative thoughts and feeling their bummer effects in our emotions, the joyful purpose of our life has never changed. Every second is a second chance to align ourselves with our true nature and to feel the amazing energy of our purpose. When we find a way to focus on a positive thought in our mind, no matter what's going on, that good feeling inside of us overflows into how we experience whatever appears to be going on outside of us. Ramana Maharshi said, whatever you see on the outside is your own reflection. Your mind is creating all of it. And every second is a second chance for us to create a better reflection of ourselves and others and life. Namaste. All right. Well, this is a time of our service when we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here in the sanctuary and adding your beautiful energy to the room, and we can all feel it, and it's beautiful. And thank you for watching from wherever you're watching. We can feel your energy too, and it kind of builds during the week. So if you're watching this on a Wednesday, wow, we can really feel it. But we want to say thank you too for your financial support that keeps us going. We get to be here week after week, and the days between the Sundays, just doing beautiful things because you support what we do, because you care about who you are, and we are so grateful for this opportunity to be who we are. So if you don't know how to support us financially, then our treasurer, who knows our finances well, can tell you a number of ways that you can do it. Dr. Jamie Phillips.
Whew, nice. Okay, well, let's take a second. No second chances. This second, we are prosperity. Let's
Woo!
Say,
yeah.
We are prosperity. All right.
Yeah.
You know, could have been a little more oomph.
We'll try it again.
Okay,
ready?
One more time. Let's say,
we are prosperity.
Nice.
Woo! Yeah.
Okay. If you are here in the sanctuary, we're going to be doing a gratitude offering. If you're watching us online, you can donate via Facebook, which is where you're probably watching this. It's facebook.com/Life Enrichment Center. You can go to our website, LEC Flint. No. It is LEC Flint, yes. Okay. Cut. You can go to our website, lecflint.com, and hit the donate button. You can go to PayPal. Our email address is lec2512@gmail.com. Cut. Or you can send in a check. It's Life Enrichment Center, P.O. Box 321-294, Flint, Michigan, 48532. And while we're doing the gratitude offertory, we're going to listen to Nima Patel and Daniel Namad saying grateful, and then Reverend Stephanie will be back for a gratitude prayer.